This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, no calls today, only because we're trying to get through a lot of material, and we're going to be talking about things that you need to consider post-haste, immediately. I believe that we're going to be experiencing more shortages. I am not being a fear-monger. I'm just telling you the way I think it is. And our track record has been pretty darn good at being right in the way we prepare. With us for this hour, Bert. Bert, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. And, man, can you believe what is going on?
Well, wow. Actually, yes, and you know, the Soviet Union collapsed about 5 years after the Chernobyl meltdown, and it was believed that that the collapse of the Soviet Union was partially or significantly caused by the meltdown in 1986 of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. So the former Soviet Union collapsed, and Vladimir Putin, I believe, from what I've read, wants to put it back together. And why not? I mean, imagine if Cuba attacked Florida and took over Florida. Wouldn't we want Florida back? I think we would. So, Bert, do you have any tips, thoughts about preparedness, what we can do immediately?
I don't think we're going to get into the geopolitics. There's enough people talking about that. But, you know, it is scary what's going on in Chernobyl because either through an accident or something deliberate, that pollution could be re-emitted into the atmosphere. And as we know, that day, or really it was a month that it kept coming out, there was a noticeable increase in cancers and sickness, and it was horrible. And, of course, you know, the Soviets didn't admit to it right away. And, you know, we're going to talk about what we do, but it, just real quick, what they were conducting a military experiment at the reactor, even though it's a reactor to supply power to Russia and the Ukraine, and then it basically, they didn't have the right controls, and then the people doing it took off, and the reactor melted down, and it's still there. It's still a pollutant. I think they buried it in concrete, and the pilots that dumped all that concrete have died. So we don't know what's going to happen there. But just in general, I mean, I don't think we're here to scare the class. We're here to prepare people, but. You know, Putin basically threatened nuclear war on the world a couple of days ago. So, you know, it's not a zero probability, and there are things we can do, whether it's to protect against radiation or, you know, other things. And it's just so funny. We thought we're finally out of COVID, and then this hits us. So.
And there was built over the meltdown, the melted reactors, a sarcophagus, and it took years to build this sarcophagus. And it's really what they've done is they've entombed the reactor in concrete and steel. That's what they've done. And what else could they do? I don't know of anything else they could have done. They shouldn't have built it in the first place. No nuclear reactor anywhere should have been built anywhere on the planet. It's the dumbest thing. There's no solution for the exhaust or the byproduct or the waste product of nuclear power generation. So it's a really dumb idea. But what happened was iodine-131 was released into the air and the ground, the water, cesium-137 as well, plutonium, strontium-90, and the half-lives are so long, we'll never live to see the half-life of any of this. So now they have completed most of the construction on the sarcophagus. And how long will the sarcophagus last, this tomb? 100 years. That's how long it's going to last. Then there, we have the problem again.
Yeah.
So
well,
if there's detonations, if there's ground troops moving across that contaminated soil, that radiation will go airborne. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a certainty. And right now, radioactive levels are up at Chernobyl just from the movement of troops and equipment. Back to you.
Well, yeah, because it's in the dust. And Vince, let's not forget they put the concrete and steel over it, but they didn't put anything under it. And they call it a meltdown because the burning uranium basically goes into the earth. So there's nothing they can do to stop that going into groundwater and down into the core of the earth. I mean, I don't know how far it goes. I mean, I don't think we even know. And but yes, because of the troops and the battles and everything going on, and it's stirred up. So I'm not surprised to hear that radiation levels are up. So very scary, and it's maybe a long shot for any of that radiation to reach us, although it does travel around the earth. But I feel real bad for the neighboring countries. Depending on, I haven't checked the wind direction this week, but all those surrounding countries. You know, it was funny when it happened in Chernobyl in the 80s, 86, then the wind, predominantly winds blow, as we know, west to east, but that wind was actually blowing toward the west, and it got all the way over to England and Ireland and even Iceland, and cancer deaths went up in those countries. And at first, the people didn't even know of the danger because it was kept a secret for so long. So, it was very scary, and so scary again to see what might happen.
So, yeah, and where did it go? Primarily, the radioactivity went airborne through dust and debris. It's carried to Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, Scandinavia, and Europe, as well as the rest of the planet. But that's primarily the locations where most of it went. You know, Bert, the former Soviet Union did something very interesting. There is land that's really valuable. It's fertile. And it was great for raising cattle and meat. So what the government did, now I'm talking about the former Soviet Union's government. What they did, it was reported as this. I wasn't there to witness it, but I read about this. What they did was they thought, if anybody eats this meat that's growing, like beef that's growing on the land, they eat the grass that's radioactive, it'd be a death sentence. If the locals ate that meat on the contaminated ground. So what they did was they built a computer system. And they made sure everybody got their fair share of the meat that was raised on the fertile ground that had been contaminated by the radioactivity. Everybody got their fair share. No kidding. That's what was reported. So, I'm wondering about everything. I'm wondering about what's in the food that we eat. Where does it come from? Where does the wheat come from? Did the wheat come from Russia? Did it come from Ukraine? I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that Russia raises lots of wheat. And I do know that 30% or 33% of the fertilizer is controlled by the Soviet Union. And I do know that Russia is the number three oil exporter. So you take the number three oil exporter off the table, what is the rest of the world going to do? Everybody's going to suffer unless every country just builds up a trade wall and nobody imports and nobody exports. And Russia is the number two largest natural gas exporter. And Europe depends on natural gas imports exported from Russia for heating and factories and whatever else they use natural gas for. All things that use natural gas could be stifled. This is serious stuff. And this is how wars start. Huh. This is how wars start. Big wars. Bert, back to you. What are we going to do?
Yeah, and so meanwhile, while we're facing brave Ukrainians dying in the street as we speak, and the real threat of radiation poisoning, I guess you heard, or classes heard, John Kerry came out and said he hopes Putin observes being kind to the climate while he's waging war and doesn't cause any undue climate change.
All you have to do is look at the images and you'll see the black smoke, the gray smoke rising. You know, war is destructive. There's just no two ways about it. War is really destructive. And Ukrainians have blown up their own bridges to keep the Russians from entering certain areas, certain cities. That's what they've done. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I've seen images of Ukrainians who are defending roads with Kalashnikovs, AK-47s. What's going to be coming over the roads is armored personnel carriers, machine guns, the equivalent of 50 calibers, cannons, tanks, and there's like 10 guys with AK-47s. Lying down on the road, waiting for whatever's going to come over the hill and the road. The Ukrainians are going to be wiped out, the ones who are resisting. But Vladimir Putin just wants to reconstruct the former Soviet Union, just like we'd want Florida back if Cuba ever were able to take it over. We'd want it back. That's what
he
wants.
I think it's more complicated than that because... Well, we're not going to get into the head of a madman, but we do need, there are things we can do. So, talking about exactly what we can do.
You're talking about Joe Biden, the madman, right? By the way, Bert, seriously.
Yeah.
What can we do? What can we do right now?
Yeah, there's something we can do right now, because there is a real chance there could be radiation in the atmosphere. And again, this is probably more for class listeners that we might have in Europe. But right now, there is something that does help protect the human body against radiation poisoning, and that's potassium iodine. And it is available. It's fairly inexpensive. It doesn't hurt you if you take it. In fact, consider it a supplement sometimes.
If you're about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want to mention, don't believe anything that we say here at USA Prepares, or don't believe anything else you hear on the media or read in the media or view in videos. Do your own research. And I want to make sure that, class, you understand, Bert and I are not here to give medical advice. We are not doctors or nurses or medical practitioners. If you want medical advice, that would be Monday with Dr. Norm Shealy. I just want to make sure that that's clear. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so again, what we're talking about here is, you know, you can research it yourself on the Internet. One of the things that happens in radiation poisoning is the radioactive iodine getting into your thyroid, and that's the cause of a lot of the cancer. And it's very easy to help prevent that by just taking iodine that is not poisoned with radiation, and that basically fills your thyroid up with good iodine, which prevents the radioactive iodine from getting trapped in your system. So it also turns out iodine is a supplement, and you can buy it actually with mixed with other vitamins and minerals. It's just something normally to take, but specifically to prevent radiation poisoning. So it's not a cure. It's really a preventive. You can buy potassium iodide tablets. The standard dose is 130 milligrams. They're available for, they're basically about a dollar each. So you can get I'm looking right now on Amazon, you can get a 14 pack of 130 milligram tablets, $16. So, they're available. There's lots of them. And, again, you can have Dr. Shealy talk about this on Monday, but, there's no downside to taking iodine. It's air and you're breathing it, that's something that can be helpful. And I know I have a bottle of potassium iodide tablets in my medicine cabinet just in case there's an emergency. So that's one thing you can do. Obviously, if you know that there's a radioactive cloud, you can keep your windows shut. You don't want to and stay indoors. It's funny, Vince, because this reminds me of, I think you and I are about the same age, reminds me growing up as a young child when we were doing atomic testing in the atmosphere. And I can recall as a child watching the weather report on the news on TV, and they would show maps of where there were radiation clouds coming. You know, we lived on the East Coast, and these radiation clouds would travel from the deserts in Nevada and where they were setting off these bombs. And they literally said, oh, there's a radioactive cloud passing over Chicago right now. I mean, how scary was that? And I think we knew it was harmful, but I don't know if we knew how harmful it was. Can you remember that, Vince, as it, growing up as a child?
Absolutely. And Kodak, I've mentioned this, Kodak was a manufacturer of photographic film, and it was used and probably still is used in X-rays. And what happened was there was so much radiation in the atmosphere from these nuclear tests that were going off in the 1950s, 60s, and that era, that the radiation was in the air. And the film manufactured in Rochester, New York, from the Kodak factory would be shipped through the UPS and USPS. And on the way to hospitals that would use that film in the Chicago area, the hospitals were complaining that they couldn't use the photographic film. It was defective. It was defective because it would produce cloudy images. And Kodak would test it and say, no, it works great. And what they found out was on the way from Rochester, New York to Chicago in the transportation system, in the metal trucks like the postal carriers, trucks, etc., the radiation destroyed the film, made it unusable. It made it cloudy. And that was the absolute proof that the radiation was in the air and people were breathing it in there. And ultimately, many got cancer. Cancer's on the upswing because of radioactivity. And I want to read, when we come back, I want to read a sentence from normsheely.com about iodine. And what Bert was talking about was potassium iodide, I-O-D-I-D-E. So we'll talk a little bit about what Dr. Shealy had to say. I'm going to read a paragraph from his website.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It should be noted it's not official yet, but President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the Supreme Court of the United States.
When you become a judge, you take an oath to look only at the law in deciding your cases, that you set aside your personal views about the circumstances, the defendants, or anything else.
Two sources familiar with the Biden nomination process told Politico Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be his selection Ukrainian President Zelensky posted on social media that he was not afraid to engage in talks with Russia if it could halt the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, the Kremlin announced Friday Russian President Vladimir Putin is prepared to send a delegation to negotiate with Ukrainian officials over Ukraine's neutral status. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the Russian war against its neighbor continues, Lviv, Ukraine resident and media spokesperson for Lviv, Melania Podolyak on Fox News, gives her account.
The last 24 hours have been extremely difficult, and that has actually nothing to do with being here on the ground. Everything is relatively okay here, except for the air raid sirens that we heard every morning, but we are prepared. People know what to do, so it's fine. We have run into more issues concerning supplying our military and whatnot. I am currently helping fundraising for Ukrainian military, and we've run into an issue of Patreon blocking one of the pages, one of our biggest military funds charity that we have all been collecting money for, so that was a problem. Then also an issue of radioactive dust being risen by the military equipment in the region has been quite stressful around here even, but we're again, staying calm and hoping for the best. People are collected. People are relatively calm. Yes, there are lines to ATMs and banks, and that is completely justified. However, there is produce in the stores, so we are getting prepared, basically.
President Biden on Thursday levied more economic and technology sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ordering the deployment of thousands of additional troops to NATO-allied Germany, and declaring that America will stand up to Russia's Vladimir Putin. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You just heard it at the bottom of the hour news. And our president said that we're going to stand up to Russia. I want you to think about this. We can't even get our vice president to show up at our southern border, you know? And we're going to stand up to Russia. It's insanity. Absolute insanity. Here is normsheely.com, iodine-alert. And so if you want to find this, all you have to do is type in Norm Shealy on a search engine. That should be DuckDuckGo, DUCKDUCKGO, as your search engine. Dump Google. But just type in Norm Space Shealy, Shealy, Norm as in Norman, comma, iodine, iodine. And you will find this paragraph. Oh, actually, a couple paragraphs. And here's what it is. It's from C. Norman Shealy, MD and PhD. He has three PhDs. Quote, any regular reader of my newsletter is aware of my strong belief that almost everyone needs extra iodine. For at least a couple decades, I have used and recommended Iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L. This has been even more essential since Fukushima with the extra and continuous leakage of radioactivity, exclamation point, end quote. Okay, so he recommends Iodoral. You can look it up. Type in Norm Shealy, iodine, and you'll find his recommendations. So you'll be getting that from a medical doctor directly. And we can ask him if you'd like to call in on Monday, 866-582-9933. You can call in and ask him your questions about radioactivity and Chernobyl, etc., and what you need to do to protect yourself. And you'll hear it firsthand from Dr. Shealy. And I really appreciate Bert's introduction to this. We've been talking about this for years. He's right on the money. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, I have not looked up Dr. Shealy's recommended supplement, but I'm guessing that they may mix the iodine with some other things like calcium and or magnesium, sometimes I'm looking at some of these other supplements, and this had nothing to do with radiation. This was just as a normal supplement, as you said from Dr. Shealy, that for health reasons. So I'm guessing that it probably adds a few other minerals with it. But Vince, can you believe that? This is how crazy things were back in the time that the U.S. Army conducted military experiments where they would set off nuclear bombs and have nearby troops that would sit out in fields to observe it, and then they would wait for the radiation to pass over the troops so they could measure what the physical effects were. Did you know that we were doing that for several years?
Yeah. We did lots of experiments like that. We even in St. Louis, Missouri, there was some testing going on with radioactive dust, and they were blowing it toward, they were letting the wind carry it toward a school to see what the effect of the radiation would be on the children. Oh, yeah. We've done all kinds of experiments, the Tuskegee experiments. We let black people who had venereal disease, had medical appointments, they'd visit a doctor, and the doctor would say, and he would just note the progression. No treatment, just progression. So these people who thought they were being treated by a doctor were just being observed for how the venereal disease, syphilis, was killing them. Oh, absolutely. And so do you think that, based on this, that we wouldn't be experimented upon by the government and the military-industrial complex and corporate America with other kinds of injections, like y'all need to be injected, vaccinated, etc., mandatory stuff? I don't trust the government as far as I can throw a piano. And as Dr. Shealy says, he wouldn't trust them to tell him the time of day.
So the great actor John Wayne, starred in many Westerns, and he died of cancer, and to the day he died, he blamed the cancer on the fact that they had movie sets out in the Nevada desert to film several of his Westerns, and they were coincidence with nuclear explosions that were going off in the same Nevada deserts, and that radiation spread to the film sets, and to the day he died, he blamed his cancer on being exposed to the radiation from the nuclear tests in Nevada.
And a lot of Westerns were shot in that area, and the guys and gals were on horseback, and the horses were kicking up the dust, and the guys were eating the dust as they rode their horses, and they were being filmed. Absolutely. So they're eating radioactive dust as well as atmospheric radiation. No question about it. No question about it. Hey, y'all want to see something really cool? We'll give you these special glasses, and you're going to get a chance to watch a nuclear detonation. This is going to be so cool. Y'all watch this. We won't be able to be with you. We're going to be hiding in some bunker. But y'all get a chance to watch this with your special glasses peek your head up there, and you'll see something that no one's ever seen before. By the way, we've been warned by Russia that we could experience something that has never happened in the history of the world, a huge event. And I really think it could be, actually it could be multiple events. It could be a cyber attack. It could be, Bert, are you going to be talking about the power grid and what would take the power grid out? This is common knowledge. This is nothing that, we're not hinting to Russia, oh, here's all you have to do. They already know this. Are you going to be talking about that?
Yeah, but we've talked about the power grid often because of we're expecting at some point there's going to be a solar eruption that a plasma that comes to the Earth, and that's just a matter of time. We've had them before, and we're going to have them again. But of course, the same basic destruction of the power grid can happen from atomic explosion at the right altitude. That radiation will also destroy the power grid. And Vince, it makes me think of something we've talked about before on shows that we're doing all this craziness with radiation and atomic weapons, and I'm not going to dwell on this. We'll save it for another show. But the modern UFO era started right after World War II, and to this day, generals have come out and talked about UFOs over nuclear missile sites, and I think basically they've come here to say, you guys don't know what you're screwing around with. And they've messed up with the launch codes. They've messed up with the computers inside. They've gotten inside the electronics at our missile sites. And this is a documented fact. You can look at many generals that have come forth and testified. And, in all cases, they're retired, so they don't have to worry about their jobs. But to say that it's been tampered with, and they believe the same thing happened in the Soviet Union, where they're basically saying, you guys have no idea what you're screwing around with and what you're doing to the planet and to yourselves and to all life. So, not trying to go off the deep end there, but there's a lot of connection between a lot of those sightings, and it's basically they're giving us a warning that we shouldn't be playing around with this stuff.
Okay. So how about this, Bert? How about integrated circuits, central processing units, memory, etc., densely populated centers of electronic activity? How well would that survive nuclear radiation?
Well, the honest answer, we don't know, because we haven't had enough testing. Since the nuclear test ban treaty that President Kennedy and Khrushchev signed in, I believe it was 1962. Since that time, we haven't had any above-atmosphere nuclear tests, with the exception of the French, who never signed that treaty. And so we haven't had enough, we do simulations now to determine how to design our nuclear weapons. And so we don't know precisely to what extent the damage would be, what level of radiation is necessary to inflict it. But we do know that the smaller the semiconductors get in terms of gate dimensions, the actual density and the tininess of the circuits, the more susceptible they are. And conversely, things like vacuum tubes were basically immune to radiation. So kind of scary to think, but if you have an old vacuum tube radio, that would probably survive, whereas a modern integrated circuit-based radio would be less likely to survive, and just basically how sensitive they are to a small level of radiation.
Okay, so we've reported here at USA Prepares that 60% of the people who use cell phones would melt down if they didn't have their cell phone for, longer than one day, meaning, let's say something happened to the cell phone. People are really addicted to these silly things.
Yeah.
And do you think
it's not
that
so much that the cell phone's going to fail, it's the network.
Yeah. Right. That's where I'm going. So actually, there's more to it than just, you know, one person's cell phone. If the tower goes down, if the microwave equipment goes down that transmits from one tower to the next, if that goes down, or there's so many components to it. It's a huge network of components. If it goes down, at any point, there's failures. You know, at the user end with the cell phone, and at the tower end with transmitting and receiving from many cell phones. But I'd like to recommend. I have not read this. I have not read it, but I bought one, and it's in transit. Gwyneth mentioned this to me on the phone privately, and she said there's a book that's produced. It's a wealth of information. It's called the CIA World Fact Book. It's available right now on eBay for $4.09, shipped. CIA World Fact Book. Now, the one, you get different years. This is one I'm looking at for $4.09, shipping included. Is for the year 2018 and 2019, right? And it is it's a paperback. It's 1,168 pages. It's a comprehensive guide to country by country statistics around the world from the research analysts at the CIA. So this is who, what, when, where, why, how much product is created, who is, you know, who's farming, how much farmland, facts about the world. And I think, I haven't seen it, but I think it's worth buying. There's not a lot of money in my farm right now. As a matter of fact, our income was zero last year, zero. And I spent $4.09 because I think this is something that I needed to know more about. And you may need to know more about it, too. It's available on eBay. The CIA World Factbook, as in Central Intelligence Agency. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I'd like to report to you something that happened last hour that you don't know about. While Gwyneth was talking at 9:12 a.m. Central Time, my communications equipment was hammered, literally hammered, and I got a machine gun sonic blast. Bang, 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 bang. And it lasted about 2 minutes. And I was knocked off the air. Now, you don't know that. You didn't hear that because I was able to reconnect. And no one knows this. Gwyneth didn't know it. Greg didn't know it. None of the class knew it. But at 9:12 a.m. Central Time, I was knocked off the air. We were talking about Russia. Gwyneth was teaching class about Russia, who they are, the strength of the people, etc. And it coincided with, you know, if our message was a little different from the mainstream dribble, the dribble that you hear. So I just wanted to share that with you. And also about the CIA World Factbook. I want to know where it comes from. What? What am I talking about? I want to know where nickel, iron, chromium, uranium, fertilizer, rubber, plastic, wood. I want to know where wheat, rice, I want to know who makes it, who grows it, where it comes from, so I can see where the choke points are myself. I want to know how much electricity is used by which country, where, by city, etc. I want to know. I want to know where the choke points are so I can protect you and my family. That's what I want to do. So that's why I ordered the CIA World Factbook for $4.09 off the internet. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and Vince, I think $2 of that goes to the CIA Employee Pension Fund for retired CIA agents.
You know, actually, Bert, there's only one person in the world who knows where or how much the CIA is funded, and that is the President of the United States, if he decides he wants to know. Other than that, Congress does not know. No congressman, no senator, nobody knows. We don't know. It's a black hole. So, Bert, do you have any other tips as to what we can do to protect ourselves?
Well, obviously, we've talked about the power grid often because there's many challenges to the power grid, and we still don't have the supply of transformers that we need to for any backup emergency where we have to replace them, because many of the transformers are vulnerable to blowing out. That's one of the problems of what we expect would happen. For instance, if there's a plasma disk discharge from the sun that hits the planet at the right spot. And so surge protection, obviously, key thing. And we've given out part numbers before for surge protectors you can put into your panel. They're, you know, cost about $50, $50 to $100. Well worth it, because that protects the surge before it gets to your outlet. And, you know, it might seem like, oh, you're only talking about, you know, fractions of a second, you know, milliseconds difference or microseconds. But that can make all the difference in the world. So those are worth getting. You can, whether, depending on what type of circuit breaker you have, they're available off the shelf. So that's something that makes sense to do. And obviously, you know, all the normal things you would do that you would protect yourself in case of a storm or a hurricane or a tornado, the same things apply to if the power grid's affected and you lose power. That's going to, you know, obviously knock out your refrigerator and you know, any radio that plugs in. So you want to have portable radio available. Those are all important things.
Okay, so here's a tip, class. Here's a tip. So if you have an unused surge protector, you turn over the surge protector strip, and you read what it says on the bottom. If it says power tap, it's not a surge protector. If it says surge protector, it's a surge protector, okay? If it says surge protector and you want to protect yourself right now, you just find an outlet that is closest to your breaker panel, okay? And plug that surge protector in. It doesn't have to be connected to a device. It does just plug that surge protector in and make sure it's powered on. And just by doing that, you will be adding surge protection to one half of your whole house. And you can find another outlet that's near the breaker panel as well. And if you can find two outlets that are adjacent to each other, one on top of the other, and you flip that breaker off and that surge protector goes off, and you find another breaker that turns on and off another outlet, and those two breakers are one on top of the other in your breaker panel, if you plug in two surge protectors, one in each of those breaker-controlled outlets, you will protect your whole house at some level. So dig them out of your closet or wherever you happen to have them, the basement, the garage, wherever they're in storage, plug them in as close to the breaker panel as you can. Bert, your thoughts?
Yeah, and of course that works because part of the surge protector goes across your power line. The other part breaks the connection to what's plugged into it, so that part won't be working. That's something very easy for anybody to do.
But you have to, you need to make sure that that's, in most of them, that the switch is powered on, even if you have nothing plugged in. Bert, thank you so much for spending your time with us, class. You might want to watch the news this weekend. This is really, really concerning.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.